Sehr grüß mich, Avi Mori, Jakob Nisso Pilches, und sehr grüß mich, Daniel Schöne, was ihr schon falsch. Okay, good morning, everybody. Okay, so today we're going to give out a new packet in Yoni Neiros Shabbos for Neiros Chanukah. It's still aftermath of Chanukah, and Neiros Shabbos, of course, is always relevant to Sunday. And we'll want to finish, do this packet tomorrow, finish up the other packet, and then we should start Chazara soon. We have to finish up the other packet on Avodah Zarah. Okay, but this is a very fascinating topic. We know that there's a Sifrei Shulchan Aruch based on the Din of Gemara. You have the packet entitled Inyanei Neiros Shabbos v'Neiros Chanukah. Everyone has? Okay, so this Shulchan Aruch says like this: Misha ein yodo maseges liknos ner Chanukah v'ner Shabbos. So a person doesn't have enough money to buy both a Chanukah candle and Shabbos. Yiknei ner Shabbos, right? That's a Beferish Gemara. Mishum Sholom Beso, right? Says the Magen Avraham from the Rashi: Shemitzarim leishev b'choshech. Right? It's a tzar that you have to sit in the dark. So so you should Yishom Shalom Bais. V'im yesh lo l'shal Shabbos v'ein lo l'ner Chanukah u'liayin l'kiddush hayom yikner l'ner Chanukah m'shum persumei nisa. And if you look but Pesumei Nisa beats out Yayin Lekiddush. He has for Ner Shabbos, but he has a candle for Shabbos, but he doesn't have. But then the question: the extra money should he use for Ner Chanukah or for Yayin Lekiddush Hayom? Yikner l'ner Chanukah m'shum Pesumei Nisa. So then he should use the extra money for the Ner Chanukah. And the Magen Avraham says in Sifkot Aleph, Ner Chanukah v'miyesh lo ner echad l'beiso sagi v'ikach hamoser l'ner Chanukah. In other words, really all you need is one candle. You only need one candle for Shabbos. I mean, we have a minhag zocher v'shomer, you know, and many people today have a minhag for every child. I told my wife we're not doing that minhag because I don't like too much fire. So we have shomer v'zocher. That's Rav Bichtov Zatzal, he's quoted saying the following, that I think I may have told it over. If the second day of Chanukah, that was the year of my bar mitzvah, the second day of Chanukah was Shabbos, and the Shaila was, that Rav Bichtov discussed, was if a person has three candles, it was the second night of Chanukah, and it's Shabbos, and he has three candles. So how should he divvy the candles? So Rav Bick said, don't say you could use two for Shabbos and one for Chanukah, because Ner Shabbos beats out Ner Chanukah. Don't say that, because all you need is one candle for Ner Shabbos. And it's more the second candle, it's more chashivas to use the two candles for Chanukah than it is to use two candles for Shabbos. Because two candles for Shabbos is a minig ba'alma. It might be a nice minig of a chule. But the two candles for Chanukah, that's midin in the Gemara of Mahadrim and a Mahadrim. So it's on the second night. And so we have the halacha that Ner Shabbos is adif from Ner Chanukah. So, and you have three candles and it's the second night. So you would say maybe use two for Shabbos and one for Chanukah. Rav Bick said, no, use one for Shabbos and two for Hanukkah, because the extra candle for Shabbos doesn't have the same chashivas as the second candle for Hanukkah. So therefore, he said, use one for Shabbos, two for Hanukkah. That's brought down from Rabbik. So that's yeah, okay. So this is oh, so that's the so that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. But the next Magen Avraham, says a very interesting idea. So look at the Magen Avraham in base. The Magen Avraham says now a very interesting chiddush. The chiddush from the Magen Avraham. Listen, look into this chiddush. Bismana You see, Bisman Chazal, Neiris Chanukah was in the street. Neiris Chanukah Mikra did is in the street, not in the house. That's a beferish in the Gemara. The Gemara says if you light Neir Chanukah in the house, you're not Yotze. That's why the Gemara says, mitzvah. If you light it in the house and then you bring it outside, you're not Yotze, because you lit it b'makom psul. But then the Gemara says, "B'shasa sakana, menicho al shulchano v'dayo." The b'shasa sakana, you light inside. And that's what most of us do. Not only that, but Rav Abadi once told me you should do it kipshuto on the table, on the dining room table. That's what we do. I don't put it in the you in my house to Shabbos, so. I mean, we weren't lighting there. It's Chanukah this Friday. But on the, you light the nearest Chanukah on the dining room table. Not in this window, that window, I think it's the safest place. And it's for Suminesa, so that's what Rabbi told me once. You should light on the Kipshuta, Menichol Shulchan of Adaya. I told you, there's a famous Machloikas. There's a very very chashuv at Talmud Chacham in Tel Aviv. One of the mamish, one of the Gedolei HaDor. Unfortunately, people today don't know him as well as they should. Rav Dayan Ehrenberg, the Dvar Yeshua, Adam Gadol Ad Ma'od. Adam Gadol Ad Ma'od. I told you, Rav Yoilish said, when the Satmar Rebbe said that he said, I wrote the Sefer Vayol Moshe against all Zionism and everything. And he said, I know people, not everyone's going to like it, but I have no moira from anyone except from the Dvar Yeshua. That's the only one that, I have moira for, I have fear from saying something that he might not like. He was machshiv in Mat Kedei Kach. He was a belzer. He was an Adam Gadol Ma'od, the Dvar Yeshua. So he wrote a tshuva, which Rav Abadi likes, this tshuva, that once the Gemara says that Menichol Shulchano V'dayo, so, and that's what the Brisker Rav said, or if Torchon quotes the Brisker Rav, that it's a new takana, and you're not allowed to light outside. You're not allowed to light. Rav Yashiv wrote a tshuva against Dayan Ehrenberg. And the minhag in Eretz Yisrael, you go in Eretz Yisrael and Muncie, right? Maybe other places too. I don't know about Lakewood, I don't know. The people light outside in the fish tanks, they light outside. So Rav Dayan Ehrenberg said he thinks you're not here. It's not proper, and but Rav Eliashiv was supported the minhag ha'olam, because but that works in with of torch and serves for the Brisker Rav that it was a new takana of menichol shulchan v'dayo. So certainly you yotzei lighting inside. He tied it that you daf now b'sman is a yidafke. What originally was no good was midina the Gemara. Dayan Ehrenberg said, but now there's a new takan of Menichol Shulchan of Adayim. Oh, the Magen
So,
Avraham says, yeah.
what about the meaning of lighting by the doorway, the opposite mezuzah, if you're lighting inside?
Yeah, so Yeah, so there's the minhag of the doorway. I don't do it because of safety reasons. I don't do it because the doorway is the prime place where there could be. As well as that people come in and out of the doorway, they catch fire.
I assume the Rabbi lives in an apartment building, but if you live in a house and you have a big living room, dining room, parlor, you have a big doorway and nobody's going there.
Maybe.
What you do? Light it on the table or light it on the doorway?
Yeah, I mean, if the talk is safe,
without the worrying about safety.
Yeah.
Obviously, the Chazal weren't worried about safety. They were sucking this. They didn't put any takonis about, don't do it here, don't do it there. They had small apartments unless they weren't fireproof.
Yeah.
But is it the Masak and the Halacha or something?
Yeah. The question is whether that doorway they were talking about was Dafka, the outside doorway, or was it... Or was it, say, you have doorways in your house? Is that also called what Chazal had in mind? Or?
In Europe, the minhag became to light inside by mezuzah.
Right.
People that I know did.
Yeah.
If you light outside, you talk a light by the doorway. Don't people light outside on that door?
Yeah, we'll see. This coming Wednesday night, Bez Hashem, we're speaking about Graf, to continue with Graf Shalrei, we're going to speak about. It's tied into Neris Chanukah about this Kuda. So, but the Gemara says, "Bezman zeh menichol shulchan uvedaya." So look what the Magen Avraham says. Vavul pisha osu lechol la'ora. In other words, you're not allowed to get hanah from Neris Chanukah. You call Malcolm Kavan to Yefshar b'inyan acher. Have a kishasa sakana, the menichal shulchano, afo pi she al korcho mishtamishbo. More ridiculous thing he said here. He says the menichal shulchano v'dayo became a kula in hilchas, in a mishus lishtamishbo. Because menichal shulchano means you're going to eat dinner. And you're going to eat dinner there on shulchano. You're going to be shulchan of a dayo, so you're going to be nana oro. So included in this din of menichal shulchan of a dayo is what is that you can be mishtamish la oro. So he says an unbelievable thing here. He says so now. I never saw this before in my life. This Magen Avraham is saying a murder gevort. He's saying, so now you don't have a problem with what's the kedima of Neiris Chanukah and Ner Shabbos, because the Neiris Chanukah could be the Ner Shabbos. Because, you hear, Rabbi Harari? You see, the Neiris Shabbos could be the Ner Shabbos too. They could serve as both. Because you're normally not serving as both because Ner Shabbos is Dafki Mishtamish. That's because, you see, and the Ner's Chanukah not. But that says in Magen Avraham, that was only when they lit the Ner's Chanukah b'bechutz. So, but now that we're lighting Menichol Shulchan of Adayo, he says, he said, "Mikol Mokom came into Yefshar beInyan Acher having Kishas Hasakana Menichal Shulchanu. Afal Pi Shabal Korcho Mishdamish Bo. Kmo Shukosef Haran of Hanami came. Who Adin Bechol Misha Elo El Nerecha. Same thing in the weekday. You only have one there, so you can put it on the table. You put it on the table, and it'll be Ner Chanukah, and you'll be Mishdamish." Because they don't tell you though, so you can't eat dinner then. You'll eat dinner while, okay, that was the zman to eat. Come home and eat. That was the. So that's the. So the Magen Avraham says a Muradika Chiddush. Magen Avraham says a Muradika Chiddush that. That bezman hazeh that you bishtamish la'orom. Wow. So in the Hisoris Tshuva, Hisoris Tshuva is one of my favorite svarim. Is the Einikol of the Chasam Sofer. I told you he was killed at age 95 in Auschwitz. So I always hold that an Indian, to learn Dafka from the Hisoris Tshuva to show that the Hisoris Tshuva is still alive. You know that. So he has it like this. Look at his question on page 4. She'ela. Isa b'shulchan aruch. Misha ein yodo masegis niktos ner chanuk v'ner Shabbos yikne ner Shabbos mei sholom beso. V'kosa v'za mogan avraham. The mzman hazeh shamad likim. If neim yikne ner chanuk v'al b'ke lo yishem v'choshuk. Ava b'sha osu l'achol oirom. If the mogan came with the efshar b'nyan acher. Ava k'sha sas ha'konum. Shemenichol shulchanu v'kosa v'shamish l'orom. So he wants to know now, how should you do the bracha? When you're making a bracha, this Ner Chanukah is also Ner Shabbos. So you have an unbelievable thing. You can make a bracha l'haglik Ner Shal Chanukah v'shal Shabbos? Shal Shabbos v'shal Chanukah? You hear this question? Because this, we never think about this because most people, we don't know this Magen Avraham. But once the Magen Avraham is Mechadesh, then when you're lighting inside, you can be Mishnamish to Oira. So then the Magen Avraham is saying that the Ner Chanukah and the Ner Shabbos could be together, the same Ner. So what bracha do you make? You hear of Katan? Yeah.
I had a thought, maybe it's right, maybe it's wrong, if I may. Let the wife, stay outside, not to look at the candle. Let the husband light the Chanukah. She'll hear, she'll be yotze, she'll come in, she'll make a bracha on their Shabbos.
That's a big shayla. I gave a whole shiur on Thanksgiving Day in Queens about this shayla. Because really, it's not pasha that she didn't do the maisa hadlaka. So the shayla whether she can make the bracha.
We say by just seeing it.
Yeah, it's not so pashut. I mean, you know, the Magen Avraham speaks about, this is what I gave the whole shiur about the people used to get married on Friday. So they would go to the chuppah and come back and light Shabbos candles. By the time they came back to light Shabbos candles, it was too late. So they would get a goy to light the Shabbos candles. And then she'd make a bracha. So there's a whole pilpul in the poskim. You know, can she make the bracha? You know, how does it work? She makes the bracha, you know. But so it's a fascinating shaila that she's going to light the one candle it's going to be near Chanukah and near Shabbos. So maybe one of Taina that she should light. You know, the woman could light the nearest Chanukah. In other words, the question whether if the husband light, whether she should light her own is a separate shaila. But if there's only going to be one menorah in the house, so the husband could light or the wife could light. So you want to say that? Maybe she should light. But what bracha should she make? You ever hear such a thing?
No, make two separate brachas. What's the problem?
Two brachas. Make two brachas on one maisa hadlaka.
We eat one matzah, we make two brachas.
Yeah, but that's because we make one bracha is the Birkas HaNenin, one bracha is the Birkas HaMitzvah.
So what? So that's a distinction. What's the difference?
No, because there, we're doing, when do we ever make two brachas on one Maisa Mitzvah?
Who says we need another place? This is the place. We make Shosanisim, we make Shachyan, we make three brachas on their Chanukah.
Yeah, but those are different types of bracha. But not a brachas. But a brachas ha-mitzvah, We only make one bris mitzvah. He's saying we're doing two mitzvahs. Two mitzvahs.
Somebody puts on tefillin, he makes two brachas on the same tefillin.
Yeah, but that's, he's making...
If I only has one tefillin. He only has one.
Yeah, so he's going to make one. Yeah, so that's a whole question.
We split it up with a hefzik. From Ikra, then you can make two on one.
Yeah, tefillin. You say tefillin, but... Yeah, tefillin, that's an interesting nekuda you're making. But let's see what he says. He says, Zakta Azoy. He says... It's true. But divrei magen rambats musim tamuim. The feed dvar of hech pasha rova bigmar shabbos near chanuk v'near shabbos near shabbos kodim shum shom bais hayochol l'kaim shneim. I'm ladik b'fnim kibo shasach zakhar v'lechol l'orah. Yesh liyashem feed divrei ramosh shabizman hazeh shem ladik b'fnim amish mikol magim zara izara shalol ladik magim shem ladikim kol hashana. Okay, let's skip that for a second. Ulfize, go to the next paragraph. Was in the first paragraph something else. Well, the fees are Kevin Shemekayim Bener Zeh Beis Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah Vener Shabbos Tzarech Levarach Al Shneim V'yesh Lechol Al Shneim Bebracha Achas. So he says to make one bracha L'hadlik Ner Shal Shabbos V'shal Chanukah Hagam De'in Chos Mishnayim. Normally we say Ein Chos Mishnayim Mishom Mitzvahs Chavivos Chavivos. These were brachas. So he wants to say that, what do you say? But here we are doing chavilus chavilus. We're using the same there for two mitzvahs. And don't bring a miraya. That when Yontif falls out on Shabbos, Shemavarech lahadlik neir shal Shabbos for Yontif, right? Asim neir shal Yontif and neir shal Shabbos shteim boim al inyan echad. He says that's different because it's one inyan. Mishum oneg v'simcha v'shalom bayis of Shabbos and Yontif. The same Indian. But if here is two separate inyanim, nothing to do one with the other. One is Ner Chanukah and one is Ner Shabbos. So is it, in other words, so maybe you can make two things. So Rameah says, so then maybe we should make two separate brachas. Well, so let's see further. Let's see further what he says. One second. So skip a little bit. Let's see. One second. So Aval Koshali, the bottom of page four, Aval Koshali, the feet mashnum of Wurm Poiskim, Sham Arev Be'erv Yontif Eruve Tafshilin. He's making an Erev Tafshilin. So the Poiskim say, Yuchol Gamba also passed the Arev Eruve Chatzeris. So you have to make an Erev Chatzeris so you can carry from one bais to the other bais. And you're also making an Erev Tafshilin. So what do? Halo Shneim Hema Mitzvahs Nifradim. Right? They're two separate mitzvahs. V'ein osim mitzvahs chavilos. Yesh liyashev de'ev tafshilin ikro al hatafshil. De'ev chatzeres ikro al hapas. Page 5. Rakshanogim l'hachmer likach le'ev tafshilin gam pas. V'isim v'ramoh. To me, the Mashkos of Yanafram, the heavy Bashem Aram, the Piton, Shemish Rotel Arve, and Vilto Shil, Chatez Yahav, and Varach, and Mitzvahs Erevin. So he quotes a sheet that you make They're both types of Erevin. So you may maybe you should make a bracha al mitzvahs Erevin. He says, no, really, it's not right to do that. You should say right? It says, if you have mitzvahs, several mitzvahs in front of you, sukkah, lulav, tzitzis, mezuzah, right? You should make a separate bracha on each one. Al hamitzvahs. He says, anyway, we don't mask here the different types of Erevin where we make it, we don't make all mitzvahs Erev Tashilin, all mitzvahs Erev. So if you do several, you can make mitzvahs Erevin. Eno parayt ha-mitzvah l'chein yivarach ha-shteihem al mitzvahs Erevin. Aval ha-yadafem kosev sheyesh l'fard b'brach hazu mitzvahs Erev chatzeh zeret chumen. Kosev alein parti shnei inyanim b'brach ha-achas. Fard shtei mitzvahs enem maise echad. Right, so sorry here. This is going to be a shayla of two different types of mitzvahs. So he says, but then he says, "Makom achik chasu rabbeinu." Then he says, "Tzarchi l'fidiri agan Avram." Shemikayim b'ner echad mitzvah. Shemikayim b'ner echad mitzvah Shabbos. B'ner Chanukah meil tzarich l'var chalav shnei brachos. So he's first. He says. That maybe not to make shnei brachas, maybe to make one bracha. That's what he said before. That you should make one bracha. Tzarich l'varach al shneim, v'yish lichol shneim b'bracha achas. That's what he said on page 4. That you should make one bracha. Asher k'dushon b'sos of divanu l'hadik ne'er shal Shabbos v'shal Chanukah. But now he's saying a different zak. He's saying, and this is what Rameh, you were saying. He's saying that maybe you should make Valkadim Shnei Mitzvahs. He says maybe it's not right to make one bracha. He's saying mostly mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. Avalkadim Shnei Mitzvahs. She'enim Shayachim Zelazach. V'chein Yivarach Techila L'hadlik Ner Chanukah V'yadlik. V'chakech Yivarach So it works so good because we're doing to make the bracha afterwards. Really, you're supposed to always make a bracha beforehand. But my Shabbos, since some hold you mekabel Shabbos with the bracha, so we're doing to make the bracha afterwards. So then it works so good. You can make the bracha l'hadlik ner shel Chanukah, light ner Chanukah, and then make the other bracha afterwards. That's what you were saying, Rameh. To make two separate brachas. So and it comes from Chiddush that since einosi mitzvahs chavilas chavilas is such an important thing that it could even be. An extra bracha, because you could have said, make it in one bracha. Why do you have to mask your Shem Hashem? What if you mask your Shem Hashem twice? Make one bracha. Shem Hashem was some zivan al gneir shal Shabbos or shal Chanukah. So he says no. You should make two separate. Yeah, Yehuda.
What about the idea of making their Chanukah lighting Shabbos? What about the idea of
Tadim Shem Tadim? Yeah, right. So our meaning is we light Ner Chanukah, even though Tadim Shem Tadim, we should light Shabbos first. But since we're Mekabel Shabbos with Ner Shabbos, so therefore it became a minute to do Chanukah, to light Ner Chanukah first. But here we're using the same. Here's a unique situation where we're lighting one candle that it's going to be Oyla Lakano Lakan. That's what the Magen Avraham tells us a Chiddush. Without this Magen Avraham, I never heard of such a thing. I'd say you're crazy. How can you do such a thing? The whole tshuva of the Sora's tshuva is geboit of this Magen Avraham. That once you light inside with Zmanichal Shulchano, then you have a heter lishtamish la'ora. And if you have a heter lishtamish la'ora, so the Sora's tshuva says, so what bracha are you going to make? Wow. Wow. So that's the whole question is only according to the Magen Avraham. Because if you don't hold like this Magen Avraham, then there's nothing to talk about. It's going to be two separate halakhas. Or you're going to either have to get a candle or this. But he's mechadish, the Magen Avraham, that the Bezman Hazeh, that you can even be Mishtamish Laura. So Bezman Hazeh, we're lining with Snib, you can be Mishtamish Laura. Wow. So first he says two different things in two different places about about whether you have separate hadlaka, whether you should have a separate bracha.
If you would ask me this, Shaila, I would say, Magen Avraham is saying, yeah, the mitzvah to light Nechanek on the table, so fine. You made a hadlaka Nechanek on the table. Now, he says that the Indian of Asa Lishtamish Ba'ira is bought.
Yeah.
Mitzvah Lishtamish Ba'ira. But Mehechan takes, I could use those candles for their Shabbos. I could be Mishtamish to Ira, but I still need separate candles to cover Shabbos.
Right.
I would say you need separate candles. Just if a guy comes in his house and the candle's burning for supper already, so could he go over and make Ladik Neshul Chanuk on that one? He has to light another one.
Right.
So if he lit the Hadlik Neshul Shabbos, how could it be near Hanukkah? It's already near Shabbos.
So here you're lighting one at the same time for Efshin. One second. But he says that. You dig zikhing with the Magen Avraham.
I don't understand the
in other words, we have a din that if you have one, only can afford for one candle, whether you do Ner Shabbos or Ner Chanukah, so we pass Ner Shabbos. But then the Magen Avraham says, Bezman Hazeh, that we're lighting Mifnim, so Yikne Ner Chanukah, and he'll be Marviach that. It'll also be an Er Shabbos because he won't sit b'chodesh. Right, that's what he says. So you're going to do.
What does he mean by the Efshar? He says when he says Efshar, it means it's a Safek Bar.
Yeah, in other words, why is he? Efshar b'zman hazeh shemadlikim b'fnim yikne ne'echanek avopikim le'yishiv b'chodesh. He's saying that maybe he's not sure. He's saying Efshar.
I hear it, but not Kamina.
Yeah, I mean, you're saying maybe there's here. Yeah.
Unless he means to say you don't have to make a bracha on Shabbos anymore.
Because you're not sitting b'choshech.
Let's say a person lives at home and the maid lit all the candles. And the house is full of light.
Right.
Do I have to turn off all the lights and make a bracha?
Yeah, so Pasha says you should probably blow them out and light them again. So the chops.
Well, but what am I really doing? It's already lit.
Right, but you're doing a maisel to cover chops. He's doing a Maisa on Kavod Shabbos. You're chayiv to do a Maisa on Kavod Shabbos.
I don't have that meaning, but I heard people turn off the electric lights before they light Shabbos.
Right. Yes. There are people like that. So you're right. The Magen Avraham does say the Efshar. The Asoros Tshuva is saying, he says the Efshar, but he's like accepting it. Because then he's speaking.
So maybe by making the second bracha, that's how you establish it as a Ner Chanukah.
Well,
each bracha establishes this Ner.
Yeah,
each for its own purpose.
Yeah.
But without a second bracha.
Right. The Shaila is right. But to do one bracha, he says maybe that's you shouldn't do that as Enom Simitzvos Chavilas Chavilas.
Right.
But you see a tremendous thing here.
It's interesting that the Magen Avraham didn't say how to make the bracha.
Yeah, because it could be that he wasn't sure, so he maybe held it to Shaila of Suffolk bracha. Maybe he would have told you not to make, because he's saying, I'm just saying that the reason why Ner Chanukah Shabbos is odd is because we want to have Shal Bayis, he shouldn't sit in the dark. So therefore, you got to get light the Shabbos candles. But if we have a Hechitimtza where you could light the Chanukah candles and you won't sit in the dark anyway, because you'll be able to mishtamish to oira, so maybe do that. But in Echanami, maybe you can't make a bracha on Shabbos, maybe. Maybe make it just a bracha on Chanukah, and it would be a stira to make a bracha. But you're right, he never says it, and as you point out, he just says the Efshar, but the Saras Tshuva was writing the Tshuva Latzad that the Efshar became a Vaday. And now he wants the falpel. So what should you make how should you do the Nusach HaBracha? Because you're being Mekayim two things. Yeah. But it's very, very fascinating discussion here. Okay, that's what he says. Oh, so then he has page 6. There's another word. I don't know if we'll have time. Maybe we'll continue. Tomorrow we have to finish up this packet and the other packet. He has another fascinating tshuva. Well, I'll just start the tshuva now. We can say maybe tomorrow, page 6. Hamkabel of Shabbos b'od yom v'niskesh lo omer hala. Say it's erev Shabbos. He was mekabel Shabbos, and he was drunk Hanukkah. And he forgot that he didn't say halal. He didn't say halal. Every day there's a chiyuv halal on Chanukah. He didn't say halal. So did he lose out? Once you become Bel Shabbos, it's already like the next day, you can't say halal anymore?
Or say it's the
Erev Shab Friday is the last day of Shabbos.
Oh, okay.
So Friday is the last day of Chanukah, and you're Mekabel Shabbos. So if you're Mekabel Shabbos, and it's still Bo Yom.
And if he eats. If he didn't bench, he shouldn't say Olam Nisa.
I mean, usually most people aren't meeting with Kabbalah Shabbos Mibod Yom.
But he ate lunch and he forgot to bench, and now he might. Or he's a chayla or something.
Yeah.
It's a stira. Shabbos is a stira to.
Yeah, because Shabbos is the next day. Shabbos is the ninth day.
But Taisa Shabbos is not a stira.
That's the shayla.
Taisa Shabbos is Friday.
Taisa Shabbos is Friday, but maybe it's.
Otherwise, it wouldn't be Taisa. It would be
so. No, but it could be. Like the discussion one of the Truma Sedeshin, same people, Mitzvah is supposed to wear tefillin the whole day. So you Kabbal Shabbos, so you can't wear tefillin anymore.
If it's Rosh Chodesh, you'd say all of the other during the Tzefes. If it's Rosh Chodesh, you'd say all of the other during the Tzefes.
Yeah, okay. But Rav Harari, what do you think of the Shaila but the brachas? You heard Rav Harari?
Kavilus, Kavilus.
No, about
yeah, Kavilus, Kavilus.
So you should make two brachas, you think?
I don't know. It's hard to make two. You have to overload the yasana. Can you make two brachas on one and the same mitzvah?
Well, it's Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos.
Yeah, if you're going to put them together and. One bracha is over Lothia is Chavilus Chavilus.
Right, so but two brachas.
It's not over Lothia.
No, but we make Shneir Shabbos, we make anyway afterwards. Okay, tomorrow we'll take a look at this tshuva. We'll finish up maybe on this packet. Next week we have to figure out. Yeah. Okay.
Did the Rav say that us anisim is a birkas hamitzvah?
Yeah, I don't know. The pasuk says it's not a birkas hamitzvah.
Yeah. So what's it doing between the birkas hamitzvah and the avlaka?
No, the pasuk shad, like I think the shachtan mentions a birkas haroa, something like that. Okay. To say yeah. Okay, Rabbi, so we'll stop here for now. Bez Hashem, we'll see what we'll see tomorrow. Bez Hashem, it's good to see everybody. Zach, Katan, Ezra Cohen, Mordechai, Mayor, Ferrari. Okay, we'll have a good day.
Rasaman, are you on your way home? Are you on your way home now? Or?
No, well, you want that number? I'll get you the number.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah, I'll get you the phone. Yeah. Okay, call to
us. Bye.